Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
And with that, our first guest is here. Hello. There we go. Try again.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
My name is Juan Pablo Montoya. I am CEO of Boson Innovations. I come from Mexico. And, well, in Boson Innovations, we develop artificial intelligence to help doctors to give a better diagnosis on medical imaging.
Wow.
Oh,
and
okay.
How does that work?
It's simple. The doctor adds his normal images to our platform, and then he just clicks analyze, and our whole algorithms process the image and give the doctor feedback of how he's doing his diagnosis.
So if I'm a doctor, and I, is it X-rays? What kind of images am I using?
Currently, we have trained our models with more than 150,000 X-rays.
Okay.
But our algorithms can scale to computer tomographies, positron emission tomographies, and MRIs.
Okay.
Wow.
So a whole number of scan types.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm the doctor. I've taken the X-ray. I believe that it's a broken bone. Do I upload the image to your system and say, this is what I thought it was, and it says likelihood? How does that work?
The doctor uploads the image to my system, and my system gives him predictions of what could the image have.
Okay.
Example, if you put a chest X-ray, our algorithms would eventually tell him that if how probable the X-ray is to have a pneumonia or lung cancer or any other diseases.
Okay, so it gives a list of these are the things that it might be and the percentages
of
that we think are the probability.
Yeah.
And so if you thought it was pneumonia and it says it's a 93% chance that it's pneumonia.
You
and the AI agree that's a pretty good place to be.
Yeah, that is the goal. The goal is that doctors could collaborate with artificial intelligence.
Sure.
Because the statistics are like only 3 of each 10 cases of lung cancer are diagnosed precisely on early stage, and the other 7 don't have treatment.
Okay.
So if we can help with AI a doctor to diagnose diseases faster and in an earlier
and more
stage,
accurate.
We could potentially save lives.
Definitely, yeah. And is this application on a computer or on a cellular device or?
It's on a computer.
Okay.
And is it a website? Is it like software running locally? How does that work?
We have a web version and an app and desktop version.
Sure. Okay. And what is the availability of this? Are you just targeting Mexico or are you targeting North America? Who's your demographic?
Well, we are starting on Mexico,
sure.
But we want to expand it to the U.S. and Canada eventually.
Okay.
Is it live in Mexico currently, or?
We are running tests on Mexico.
Okay. So if I take a, or if a doctor takes an MRI, how does that image get to your application? Is it uploaded straight from the X-ray, or?
Well, the doctor would have like his file and he would just like upload it to the cloud. Yeah.
So once it's already on the computer, not like a direct.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so you're an alpha, so you're fairly early stage. How early stage are you?
We have an MVP, but we are running tests on the MVP for launching eventually.
Okay. So we've got a system.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
It does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
But there's lots of future enhancements.
Yeah.
Okay.
We in this type of systems, we have three parts. First, it is the training validation, then is the post validation, and then is the testing validation. We have a peak of 96% of accuracy in the post validation, but we need to increase our numbers on the testing validation. The testing validation is like taking our software to real life, real cases, and testing how it works.
Definitely, yeah.
So, a system like this, almost certainly being first to market, which I think I haven't heard anything like this yet. So, if you were launching in the U.S., I know you'd have to go through FDA, like a whole FDA process. Mm-hmm. Do you have to go through a similar process in Mexico to come to market?
In Mexico, there is no regulation for medical software.
Okay.
This is why we have like an easier track in Mexico.
Sure.
But the cool thing is that while we test in Mexico, we can use our tests to do simultaneously the FDA regulation.
Yep.
And that would like eventually expand us through U.S. and well, eventually through the world.
Okay, so you're using this testing process as like the beginning of your clinical trial for the FDA approval.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
smart move.
Do you have a background in artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get into all of this?
When I was 14 years old, I started working with Congresswoman on my local city, and she I did some statistical analysis for predicting the elections of 2018, and then I learned a lot of machine learning there and a lot of AI techniques, so I eventually expanded to image processing, image recognition, and computer vision.
That's really cool.
So how long have you been working on this product?
Like 1 year.
Wow. Okay.
Sounds like you've made a lot of headway since you started in this project.
Thank you.
How big of a team do you have?
It's me and two other co-founders.
Okay. So a pretty small team.
And our marketing team.
Okay. So you've got a marketing team,
yeah.
But on the development side, it's just the three of you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's impressive.
Very impressive, yes.
To pull that off with such a small team, because, you know, AI stuff can be...
hard.
Can be big groups of people having to work together. So what are you hoping to get out of your trip to Collision?
Connections with people internationally, and if we are lucky, funding. Yeah.
Have you talked to any investors while you were here yet, or in the future, during this week?
In 15 minutes, I will have an investor meeting.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Exciting. Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Hopefully that goes well for you.
We're rooting for you over here.
Thank you.
This is really great, a really great idea. Mm-hmm. How did you decide that medical image analysis was what you wanted to do?
That's
like, how did you go from predicting election results to analyzing X-rays?
Well, we were really into science competitions. So in science competitions, they take a lot of value to the social impact of a product.
Uh-huh.
So we were doing like a lot of business, well, a lot of business products, but not like a social impact product.
Yeah.
And we were looking for problems, and we found that people, the diagnosis rate is really low on some diseases. And well, we thought, why don't we use artificial intelligence to help assist these problems.
Okay. And where do you see artificial intelligence going in the future of medical?
Well, it's totally the future. Like, it's not just an imaging; it's on natural language processing. It's actually like helping doctors to predict diseases with their it's helping doctors to organize their files for then using other techniques to predict diseases on patients, like analyzing genomic data, a lot of medical tasks that doctors normally do can be fused with AI techniques.
Definitely, yeah.
So even with the natural language processing, you could listen to the symptoms, to the patient talk mm-hmm. about their symptoms,
yeah.
and pick up on those mm-hmm. those little variances in their voice and stuff like that. Oh, what a cool idea.
It's exciting to see where AI is going to end up, honestly.
Yeah, well, it's like the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're just in the beginning of it. It's been around for a long time, but it didn't get good until just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the actual bigger step is taking AI and blockchain together and having a super secure, highly functional AI system working decentralized.
And with the highly secure, that helps deal with some of the HIPAA stuff that you're going to obviously be dealing with, yeah. and whatever they call it in Canada. And because obviously when it comes to medical stuff, that's the biggest pain.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's really cool.
When do you see this project launching in Mexico?
In Mexico, we want to launch probably on August.
Okay.
Or wow. October.
Okay.
That's, yeah, really close.
So before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. And if people want to find out more about your product and possibly follow your journey, how can they do that?
They can go to bosoninnovations.com go to Boson Innovations on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you.
And have a great collision.